Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Santa Ana County Medical Care Facility, and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon, and by Marianne Dexter, LMSWC. Take the first step by calling Marianne Dexter at 989-341-3114 today. A two-vehicle injury crash in Bad Axe sent three people to the hospital Monday morning. Bad Axe Police Incident Report says the accident happened around 8:50 on North Van Dyke Road near Sharon Drive. Investigators say a 19-year-old Harbor Beach man driving a Ford Transit van pulled into the roadway from a private drive and into the path of a southbound GMC Yukon driven by a 67-year-old Bad Axe man. Authorities say the Yukon driver was unable to avoid the collision. The van driver and passenger suffered minor injuries and were taken to McLaren Thumb Region by ambulance. The Yukon driver was also treated for minor injuries. Police cited the van driver for failing to yield. Several emergency agencies assisted at the scene, including the Bad Axe Fire Department, Huron County Sheriff's Office, and the local ambulance crews. And Antonio Elijah Crist stood before Judge Ferris in Huron County District Court Tuesday and was arraigned on a reckless driving charge. He pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor offense, which alleges he drove 112 miles per hour on May 19, 2026. The court set a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, requiring no moving violations. Prosecutors noted two prior speeding tickets from the fall of 2025. A plea offer is due by June 7th, 2026, with a plea cutoff hearing scheduled for July 2nd, 2026 at 10 a.m. Attorney Michelle Siev has been appointed as to represent Crist for the duration of his proceedings. In Saginaw, police made several arrests in separate incidents over a two-day span last month, including weapons charges, a home invasion investigation, and an open murder case. Police say officers responded around 9 a.m. on April 25th to the area of Cherry and 19th Streets after reports of three teenagers possibly carrying firearms. Officers located one suspect who ran from police while holding his waistband. After a short pursuit, the suspect was taken into custody, and officers later recovered a handgun hidden beneath a tarp in a nearby backyard. The suspect was arrested on charges including carrying concealed weapon and resisting police. Just after midnight on April 22nd, officers were called to a reported home invasion on West Auburn Street. Police say a woman accused of trying to break into a residence ignored commands to stop and resisted arrest. Before officers were able to take her into custody, she was lodged at the Saginaw County Jail. And later that afternoon, officers responded to a shooting near Sheridan and Rust. A police canine track led officers to a suspect hiding in shrubs after an approximately 30-minute search. Investigators also recovered a firearm connected to the case. The suspect was arrested and jailed on an open murder charge. Saginaw Police Officers Association praised the officers involved, highlighting teamwork, communication, and the role of canine Taz in helping locate the shooting suspect. When we come back from this Marianne Dexter sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
Are you feeling overwhelmed, stuck, or just not like yourself lately? You're not alone, and you don't have to figure it out on your own. Marianne Dexter, licensed clinical social worker, offers compassionate, personalized therapy designed around you. Using a person-centered approach, she works alongside you to better understand your thoughts, emotions, and patterns, so you can create meaningful, lasting change. Serving clients across Michigan, sessions are available online and in person in Bad Axe, making it easier than ever to get the support you need. Whether you're facing anxiety, depression, trauma, life transitions, or everyday stress, therapy can help you move forward with clarity and confidence. And don't forget to check with your employer. You may have EAP benefits available through Spring Health that can help cover the cost of therapy.
Hi, this is Marianne Dexter. Take the first step today. Call me at 989-341-3114 or visit therapywithmariannelmsw.com to learn more and schedule your first consultation.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, Amazon officially began deploying a fleet of ultra-large e-cargo bikes in Washington, D.C. as part of a pilot program to restructure urban logistics. The specialized electric delivery vehicles are engineered to match the cargo capacity of small commercial vans while operating entirely within bicycle lanes and pedestrian-friendly zones. Logistics experts suggest that the use of downsized electric transport options can significantly lower urban delivery times by bypassing gridlocked city traffic. If the Washington pilot demonstrates sufficient efficiency gains and safety metrics, the company intends to expand the e-bike fleet to other dense metropolitan areas. In other national news, California amends state artificial intelligence regulations. The governor of Colorado signed Senate Bill 189 into law, introducing substantial modifications to the state's existing artificial intelligence regulatory framework. The updated statute refines compliance definitions for companies developing automated decision-making systems and establishes clear boundaries regarding algorithmic bias and consumer data transparency. The legislative adjustment reflects a growing trend among state governments to independently regulate emerging technologies in the absence of its comprehensive federal AI framework. Technology trade associations have expressed concern over compliance fragmentation, urging lawmakers to harmonize state rules to avoid stifling software innovations. When we come back after this Ozentoski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
If you want the lowest price on a zero-turn lawnmower with complete warranty and parts and service after the sale, you have to check out the line of Cub Cadet lawnmowers and Cub Cadet Zero Turns at Ozentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe. With a full lineup of gas rider and zero-turn models, Ozentoski has everything you need to take on your lawn and have the ultimate mowing experience this summer. Superior cut quality and speed with a comfortable ride. You owe it to yourself to look over the Cub Cadet models at Ozentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe.
This is Tim Ozentoski. All of us at Ozentoski Farm Equipment invite you to come to Bad Axe this Saturday to enjoy the Memorial Day Parade and all the activities to follow at the courthouse. From all of us at Ozentoski's, we thank all of those living and deceased who have served our country.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing on with our international news. Evolutionary study links T-Rex arm size to skull strength. Paleontology paper published today offers a new explanation for the notoriously small arm dimensions of the Tyrannosaurus rex by analyzing structural changes across multiple predatory dinosaur lineages. Researchers found that as these species evolved heavier skulls and crushing jaw mechanics, their forelimbs systematically shrank. The study concludes that the giant head of a T-Rex evolved to become a primary hunting and processing tool, rendering functional arms evolutionarily redundant. The energy resources required to develop larger limbs were redirected over generations to support massive neck muscular and jaw power. In other international news, humpback whale snatches migration record with 14,000-kilometer truck. Marine biologists documenting whale behavior announced that a humpback whale shattered existing migration records by traveling over 14,000 kilometers across open ocean. Satellite tracking data and photo identification logs confirm the mammal journeyed directly between distinct breeding grounds located in Australia and Brazil. The massive Oceana crossing surprised researchers who historically assumed that humpback populations remained restricted to rigid, isolated migratory corridors within their respective hemispheres. The record-breaking trek suggests that whale populations interact on a global scale far more frequently than modern biology previously accounted for. When we come back from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Hello, this is Mike Bauer, Assistant Director of Nursing and Education Director at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Memorial Day is a time to pause, reflect, and honor the brave men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country. It is a day to remember the freedoms we enjoy and the lives that made them possible. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we are proud to serve our community by caring for veterans, families, and neighbors with respect, dignity, and compassion. We provide personalized care, rehabilitation, and long-term support in a calm, welcoming environment focused on comfort, recovery, and quality of life. This Memorial Day, we reaffirm our commitment to caring for those who matter most. Visit SanilacMedicalCare.com or call 810-648-3017. From all of us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we pause to remember the heroes who gave their lives in service to our country and community this Memorial Day.
And for your obituaries today, we have Janice Erdman, age 87, passed away May 18th. She is survived by her two children, Lori and Brian, her grandchildren, five step-grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. A funeral mass for Jan will be on Friday, May 22nd at 11:30 a.m. at St. John Catholic Church of Good Shepherd Parish in Ubley. Visitation will begin at 9 a.m. until time of service at 11:30 a.m. A luncheon will immediately follow and burial will take place at the OLLH Church Cemetery. Arrangements are being handled by Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and you can share your memories with the family at RamseyFH.com. We have Linda Marie Malzoff-Cook, age 70, of Harbor Beach, passed away May 13th. She was born May 19th, 1955, in Harbor Beach. On September 28th, 1974, she married Dan Cook. She is survived by her siblings, Bonnie, Diane, Cindy, Dan, and Jean, and her siblings-in-law. In celebration of Linda's life, her family's creating a living memorial of her colorful foliage and perennial flowers around the home she so dearly loved. Those wishing to honor Linda are invited to send perennial flowers or bulbs to the family home, where they'll be planted and will blossom year after year. To honor Linda's wishes, there will be a celebration of life for immediate family sometime in the near future.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac County Medical Care Facility and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. And also brought to you by Marianne Dexter, LMSWC. Take the first step by calling Marianne Dexter at 989-341-3114 today.